Some of you know, I've just been on the receiving end of this with a guy called Jonathan McClure down at West Hill Baptist in Brighton. Okay, now I checked before I started attending regularly. I checked with him, I asked him about the repent of your sins, because it's everywhere. And he denied that he believes you have to do anything but believe. Then I heard it preached from the pulpit and in their Sunday school and saw it on their tracks. I'm thinking, oh no, not another one. So I politely asked him to explain, what do you mean? What do you mean by this? He said, it's admitting you're a sinner. That's it. Repenting of your sins is admitting you're a sinner. Now, it doesn't make any sense, but you're thinking, okay, I'll let it go. So I pointed out how confusing it is, politely, really humbly. You know, awkward the conversation. I said, okay, left it to him to think about, really politely. I wasn't like maybe it's a story, maybe there are people like this. I didn't go in all guns blazing. I was polite about it. Okay, so I've given him the benefit of the doubt, and then he's back to preaching grace through faith, making a point of it. He even takes it off off his new tracks. He doesn't put it on his new tracks, repent of your sins. I'm thinking, amazing, wow, great. Okay, so I'm thinking, okay, maybe he was just parroting it and now he's repented. Brilliant, yeah? Okay, so then a few months go by and he preached a sermon on Wednesday the 27th of January. It's on Facebook if you want to have a look. West Hill Baptist Chapel. Hasn't been taken off yet. This is what he says. You must repent of your sins. You must turn from the world and trust Jesus. This is word for word. You cannot hold on to both. There must be a turning of your back on the world. That's what happens when we trust Christ. Some people say, listen to this, some people say, I believe all of that. You know that belief thing. You know those verses I was just reading about believing. I believe all that. But I want to hold on here to the world. We can't have both. It's decision time. Then he goes on, are we going to turn from our sins and turn to Christ, or are we going to hold on to our sin? I mean, this isn't just turn.
You must repent of your sins. You must turn from the world and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You cannot hold on to both. There must be a turning of a back on the world. And that's what happens when we trust Christ. Some people want to say, oh, okay, yeah, I believe all of that, but I'm going to hold on here as well to the world. We can't have both. It's decision time. Are we going to trust Christ or are we not? Are we going to turn from our sin and turn to Christ? Or are we going to hold on to our sin?
Bad terminology. Then to confirm it all, he goes to Matthew 19, the story of the rich young ruler, and says, his concern was whether he would give his life to the Lord. He wanted to have his comforts and joys on earth. You can't have both. Now listen, yeah, saved Christian might not be able to explain that story very clearly, but I tell you what, the first time I read that, I knew full well that Jesus was giving an extreme here. And when you study it, and we might do that another service, you start to understand exactly what's going on there. But you cannot, as a saved Christian, look at that passage and go, yeah, it's work salvation. What on earth? Yeah, so as you see, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. The lies roll off the tongue with these guys, because he's giving it all the, oh yeah, it's faith alone, oh no, 100%, that's all you have to do. Okay, and they are preaching another gospel. Now, listen, yeah, if you're staying in a church like that, then you're not only a compromiser, but the Bible says you are a partaker in his evil deeds. You're a partaker in his evil deeds. Turn to 2 John. Second John verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. So don't be a partaker. Don't go there and befriend him and, yeah, God bless your pastor and see you later and everything else. Oh, but we're commanded to go to church. Yeah, but this place is not a church. Okay, it's not a church in God's eyes. You're not going to church. Okay, don't be that guy that refuses to go anywhere that is a post-trib pre-wrath. But if he's preaching another gospel, however many times he gives lip service to grace through faith, you've got no business going there.
Jesus Christ dealt with a young man that wanted to have both. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, the Bible says, "And behold, one came, and his concern was with the man's heart, not his head. And he went away sorrowful." The young man wanted to have both. He wanted to have eternal life with the Lord, but he also wanted to have his comforts and his joys here on this earth. You can't have both.
I have nothing to say.